John Batchelor. This is CBS Eye on the World. The last train from Hiroshima, also to hell and back. Charles Pellegrino is the author. The attacks in 1945. Charlie, who are the Hibakusha?
That was a name that was given and eventually taken up by the survivors of the atomic bomb. And initially, they didn't want to be called that, and then they took the kind of slur and took ownership of it, which, you know, you see that happening throughout history. There are all these names that Italian people and Bowen have been called, and, you know, you can call an Italian like me one name if you're Italian, but, you know, if you're not Italian and you're using those slurs that we've taken ownership of, we call each other that, you might get beat up. But they've taken it, today they prefer to be identified by that word by everyone in Japan. It's just a one word, oh, you were exposed to the atomic bomb.
Hibakusha, however, as you've already noted, struggled because of the taboo, the fear in Japanese society. You tell me one story of a man who shepherded his children with deception. Who is, what did he do?
Right. That was Kenshi Hirata. And when an article came out about him being the father of two children and he had survived both atomic bombs, he and the whole section of town in which he lived came together and hid his identity as an atomic bomb survivor, to the point that not even his children knew, because in Japan in those days, in the 40s and 50s, even into the 60s, you would not get hired, you would not get into college. And in fact, Kenshi Hirata's daughter was working for the news in Nagasaki and was reporting actually on the passing away of Mr. Yamaguchi, another double survivor. And she found it so amazing that this double survivor had lived so near to her, and she didn't know at the time that there was another who was even nearer, and it was her own father.
Who was Sumo Yamaguchi? And I believe that you attended him in his last days with the Hollywood, very, very prominent Hollywood director, James Cameron.
Right. He was a double survivor. He was one of the only one who's known to have survived exposed to the heat, the burning in both Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There's one other who was exposed at almost the same distance, that is within ground zero, but he was completely shadow shielded and shock cocooned both times. So, I mean, it's absolutely that this man managed to be shock cocooned and mostly shielded, although he was wounded both times. So he did get hurt by the blast. He did get flash burned when he was in Hiroshima. And yet he managed to live to the age of 94. Some people, his daughter was afraid that if you come out and you start talking about how you survived both bombs, they'll use you as an argument for how radiation is not harmful. And of course, some people did. But in both cases where Yamaguchi was, he was far enough that he did get the visible light flash burning, but he was far enough for the atmosphere in between to be the equivalent of over 6 foot depth of water, which shielded him better than lead against the gamma rays, the X-rays, and microwaves and such. And also, in both cases, the black rain was traveling in a direction completely opposite of the hypocenter of where he was.
James Cameron has an intention to make a Hollywood production of your books. Is that correct, Charlie?
Yes.
And do we know where that production story is? This is a horrible story, but it will educate a whole several new generations.
Yeah, well, I think he's more anxious to do it now with all the saber-rattling nuclear in the world. He has always said he doesn't want to hand it over to someone else to direct, and where he's just the producer. He really wants to manage every aspect, every detail to perfection, as he does with the Avatar films. And he's finishing the first Avatar trilogy a lot of it's in the can now. And so probably within the next 2 years, once Avatar 2 is done, if we don't get distracted and detour to the Titanic in the meantime, it would probably be about 2024 that he does this. He wants to personally direct it. He said, you know, this is the subject that's been in him his whole life, essentially. And yeah, it probably will be his Schindler's List. You know, he's not going to composite characters together. He's not going to fictionalize it. It's going to be what really happened. Of course, it'll be, there'll be people acting the part of Mr. Yamaguchi, you know, who's someone that he actually met. And actually, we met with him days before he passed away on his deathbed in December 2009 in Nagasaki.
Charlie published this book, Last Train from Hiroshima, in 2010, with a distinguished publisher. But the publisher then absorbed attacks from unknown individuals, what we call trolls today, and the publisher was a victim of deception. Eventually, Charlie's publisher, the original publisher, was so persecuted by the news, the book was withdrawn, despite the fact that it was a bestseller at that moment. It was published again by Charlie's present publisher in the middle of the decade and is now a success and will continue to be a success. What I take from all of this is that while we think it's a long time ago, 1945, it's with us right now, Charlie. That's how the lesson of 1945 about the atomic weapons, when they're used, it's the civilization that's scarred. Do you agree, Charlie? We have 30 seconds.
Yeah. And in fact, after meeting Yamaguchi when President Obama went to Hiroshima, Jim Cameron gave this sentence: Yamaguchi-san felt the blast of nuclear fire twice and believed that he became one of a handful of double atomic bomb survivors for a reason, so that he could spread the message of hope and forgiveness. He became a more highly evolved human. If he could forgive, having become witness to the unimaginable not once but twice, then couldn't anyone anywhere forgive wrongs, real or imagined, that drive human warfare? James Cameron to Yamaguchi's daughter and Barack Obama, May 2016.
Charles Pellegrino, author of The Last Train from Hiroshima. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.